So the budget will be announced on the 27th of October. So I'm talking to Rob Beale of Maurice Owen to find out his thoughts on what he's gleaning from the media and also his personal view as to what Rishi Sunak might present to us. Rob, what are your thoughts?
Well, I guess I always have to preface this that famously I'm really bad at predicting what's going to be in a budget. So it always comes with a major health warning from that point of view. But I think if you look in the tax and accounting and financial services press, there are some areas that people are expecting to take a hit because the government does need to raise more funds in order to pay for the pandemic, but also to rebalance the economy and also for social care, which they've already put some measures in place for as well. So I think what we're expecting isn't so much hits on the headline figures. We're not expecting at this moment in time an increase, for example, in income tax or corporation tax, or we've already had an increase in national insurance, so we're not expecting changes to that. And I think in terms of where the economy is at the moment, we're not particularly expecting a change in the headline rates of VAT. But I think we're expecting changes in other areas, capital gains tax, inheritance tax, and tax reliefs, in particular, potentially pension tax relief. The expectation for, or what's been discussed for capital gains tax, is it being increased in line with income tax rates, which is, you can tell how seriously people are taking that by the number of transactions that are going on at the moment with people trying to sell things to crystallize a gain at current known rates of tax.
Interesting. What about energy? So, will that be part of the budget? Clearly, that well, and is that, or is that just a blip that will calm down?
I think it's a blip that will calm down, but I think it's such an important one that I suspect it will, in some way, shape, or form part of the budget process. And the government, I think, will be wanting to demonstrate that they're listening and seeing the problems that people are going through. You look at the number of energy companies that have gone to the wall, and actually, people on lower incomes. It is going to be a choice, unfortunately, for some, whether to keep themselves warm this winter or to feed themselves. The government's got to do something on that, because if we have a bad winter, it will be major problems, not just for the individuals concerned, but the government will be looking at it from a political point of view as well, I suspect.
And yeah, it's, I think we're just entering to the second half of the electoral term, aren't we? Or potentially, because they're talking about, the election may come forward. So all of a sudden, as we generally see with politics, we start to see focus on the next election as opposed to the last manifesto, don't we?
Yeah, and I think this is probably the last budget they've got before the next election, where if they want to bring something in, they've got the opportunity to bring it in and it to be forgotten about before people actually have to cast their next vote. And I think this links to pension tax relief is one that's expected to get hit, because currently people get pension tax relief at their marginal rate. So it could be a basic rate tax, but it could be a higher rate tax, or whatever the case is. And the expectation is that that's going to be reduced to a flat rate across the board, simply because the amount that tax relief on pension contributions costs the economy is massive, but it's disproportionately to the people that have more money. And therefore, politically, it's something that they can bring in and try and shake off before the next general election.
So, in summary, Rob, sorry, I called you Bob. In summary, Rob, do you see it being a good budget for business, and do you see it being a budget that will see us pay more taxes?
I think the reality is there's no money to give away. The reality is we've already had announcements on national insurance, to some degree income tax. We already know what's happening with corporation tax. So those things are already there. The Chancellor's got a very difficult job that he's got at least one hand tied behind his back, but I think he needs to raise more tax. And I think the message of raising more tax is going to be one of cutting out what the government will call loopholes that people are taking advantage of, that in reality aren't loopholes whatsoever. They are things that have been in place for many, many years that politically can be sold to the population as a whole as being acceptable, and they will just hit some people depending upon their circumstances.
Look forward to talking to you again, Rob, post the budget to see what the actual impacts might well be. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.